Go with me back to Romans 8 now. Romans chapter 8. We will look, Lord willing, Wednesday night at the cities of refuge from Deuteronomy 19. But I was reading this, and just one verse or one word just greatly blessed me, and I thought it would be a blessing to you. Verse 24, Romans 8, 24, we're saved by hope. And then he goes on to say, hope that is seen is not hope. And if what a man seeth, what, why doth he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, and we do with patience wait for it. Hope means you believe, you trust, or you look forward to something or someone. Look forward. You have some confidence in something or someone that you're going to enjoy that or go there or do this or that. You hope, I hope, I hope, I hope. Now this, my hope for this message is that you will hope in God. You find all your hope in Christ. Hope in His Word. I hope to raise your hopes really high. You've heard that saying before. You said, don't get your hopes up. You know, we hope in things and, you know, and they're dashed to the ground. We don't realize. We don't get what we hope for. But I want your hopes up. I want to raise your hopes way up. I want to lift your head up high. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Now, most everyone, has some hope in someone or something. But I'm here to tell you from God's Word, there's no hope for anyone without God and without Christ. No, in this world. Most everyone hopes for the best, for themselves, for their children. They hope, you know, and these things are not bad in themselves. Hope to have a family, hope to have a home, hope to have a marriage, and hope to have a job and some money and some happiness. These things are not bad in themselves. The Lord is the one who ordained these things. The Lord is the one that gives all things richly to enjoy. But I'm here to tell you that this whole book says it's all vanity. Meaning, don't put all your hope of happiness in anything or anyone on earth, because it's all going to be away. And you hope, as young people, you hope to get married and you hope to have a home, you hope to have a happy home and hope to have some peace and some joy and happiness. If you or your husband don't know Jesus Christ, there's no hope that that marriage will last. None. There's several people in here who had those hopes, and a spouse, one or both, did not know the Lord, and that marriage failed miserably. Okay? But still, this is, I'm going to give some hope for those who have married. There's still hope. What's our hope? This gospel is still being preached. Christ is still being preached. But what I'm trying to say, and what this Word of God doesn't try to say, it says emphatically in Ecclesiastes, there's no hope in anything or anyone in this world to bring you any lasting peace or joy or happiness, because it all dies. And in all that happiness, all that peace, all that joy you found in these things and these people, when they're gone, then your hope, your happiness is gone. But now, I'm here to tell you from God's Word, if you marry in the Lord If that person knows the Lord, you're going to have trouble, yeah, because they're a sinner. You're a sinner. You're going to have trouble in the flesh, in the flesh. But if that person knows the Lord, and you're married to him or her, they know the Lord. They're married to him. He or her are married to him. That relationship is going to last forever. You will never part. Yes. There's no hope for those without God and without Christ in this world, in the things of this world, because it all died. There's no hope in mankind. The world hopes in mankind. The world hopes in man. It's a vain hope. Why? Because man is a helpless creature. Man is an ignorant creature. Man, people hope in the wisdom of man. God says it's foolishness. People hope in the power of man, his intellect, the power of his technology, the power of medicine and so forth. You know what God does every time? He just sends a little disease. It's happened from the beginning of time. All the power, all the wisdom, all the technology, all the medicine, all the help that man has is of no use to him when God just puts his hand just a little bit on it. There, deal with that. And then he lifts that and he withholds the rain. Okay? He sends drought. He sends fire. He sends a war. And happiness, peace comes for a little while and people don't think about God, don't give God a thought, don't call on God who gives all these things. And God sends this. God sends that. God sends that. Doesn't take much for God to destroy all man's hopes and happiness and peace. Not much. He said there will be no peace for the wicked. Those who don't look to me. No hope. All right, now, I want to talk about hope. Real hope. That there's all hope in God. And mostly what I'm going to do is read the scripture. He told, go first of all with me to Psalm 146 and mark the Psalms. We're going to just pretty much camp in the Psalms. You want hope? Read the Psalms. You want despair? Look around you. Look within you. You want despair? You want distress? Listen to man. Look to man. You want to be troubled? Look around. You want some hope, you want some peace, you want some comfort, look up. Look in the Word. David said, remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Hope in God. Let's see. I want to get your hopes up. Psalm 146 verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes, rulers, nor in the son of man, there's no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. That very day his thoughts perish. Oh, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God that made heaven, read on, and earth and sea and all that therein, which keepeth the truth, keepeth his covenants. You can't keep anything. You can't keep yourself. You can't keep those you love. You can't keep the faith. You know what our hope is? He keeps us. We're his bride. We're kept women, all of us. I love it. I'm a kept woman. I'm a weaker vessel. I've never provided anything for myself. But my faithful husband has provided all things, always. I've left him time and again. You know what my hope is? He said, I'll never leave you. Read on. It says, I got too much else to read. But our hope is in God, the God of Jacob. Who's Jacob? Oh, man. Who is Jacob? Read about him. Poor little feller. Weak. isn't it gaming, conniving, running, scared, you know? But God says, Jacob and I love. And he came to old Jacob, running scared. He said, Jacob, I've loved you, and here's what I'm going to do for you. Here's what I purpose to do for you, Jacob. I've chose you. I've loved you. I've made a covenant concerning you, Jacob. And this thing's not going to end until I do it. Jacob said, well, if you do, I'll know you're my God. If you bring me back. If you don't leave me. I think he knew himself. And he knew what he's prone to do. And what he's probably going to do. And here was his whole hope. God, if you bring me back. If you don't leave me. You're God, my God, and you must love me. Hope in God. Romans 8 says, we know all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Hope in God. God who reigns and rules among the armies of heaven and inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, you can't do that. God who's the potter and we're the clay. God who said, I kill, I make alive. I wound, I heal. I create peace, I make evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And all things work together according to his infinite, all-wise purpose, which he purposed in himself, in Christ Jesus, before the world began. He said, I declare the end from the beginning. Things that are not yet done, say, my counsel shall stand. He said, now look unto me. Hope in God. Is this your God? Is this your God? Huh? It's not everyone's God. Most people in the world don't like this kind of God, do they? They don't want God in control of their life and their destiny. They don't want God to be God. They want a God they let be God. No, I don't. I need a God who is God, who controls me. I don't need a God I control. I need a God who controls me, a God who reigns and rules over me, let alone everything and everybody else. Don't you? Is this your God? Well, hope in God. His reigning power. Hope in his wisdom. He said, I have a purpose. I purposed all things in Christ before the world began. And what is his purpose? I was going to have you turn to Ephesians 1. That in the end, in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he's going to gather together in one all things in Christ. Yes, even in him, in Christ. Do you understand that? Have you heard that before? This purpose to be in Christ? To gather a people and give them to Christ and put them in Christ to save them, to bring them all the way to glory, to reconcile them to God, to save them by His blood, by His right. Have you heard that before? Have you? What do you think about that? What do you say to these things? This is God's purpose. He chose a people for whom He did foreknow. He did predestinate to do what? To be like His Son, to be in His Son. Who he predestinated, he called. And I'm already to the end of my message. I called. And I couldn't wait to get to that. He justified, he glorified. It's all in Christ. I can't wait for this. Verse 1 says, all those in Christ. And the last verse says, who shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ? It begins and ends with in Christ. Are you in Christ? Do you know what that means? Oh, my. Our hope. What is great? Who needs notes? You got a hymn book. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ's blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest feeling but wholly lean on that blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Now, His oath, His covenant, His blood, that will support you in the overwhelming flood of His coming. When all around your soul gives way, He then is all your hope and stay. Yes, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Do you? All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You're smiling. You're laughing with me. You must hope in Christ. Oh, you got a good hope. If Your hope is in Him. Which hope is within the veil? What's in the veil? That's one of my last points too. He's in the within the veil. The blood's on the mercy seat, John, within the veil. Hope in Christ. But we hope in God. We hope in His reigning power. We hope in His wisdom, His purpose. We hope in His love. God is love. We hope in His love. Where's the love of God? It's in Christ. That's what it said there in the last verse. The love of God which is in Christ. You know who God loves? Those that love His Son. Those that love God's glory. Those that love God as God. All things work together for them that love God. What God? The one who purposed all things. The one who controls all things. The one who reigns over all things. The Lord, the one who put all things in the hands of Jesus Christ. The one who made Jesus Christ to be their covenant, their surety, their head, their salvation, their righteousness, their wisdom. Do you love that? He's the one. God invested everything, all of His people in. Do you love that? Do you love the gospel? Do you love the truth? Do you love the sound of this? Of this. Sovereign mercy and grace that's in Jesus Christ. That's who God loves. If you love this, God must love you. Oh, His love, and His love, perfect love, casts out fear. If you know that God loves you in Christ and gave you to Christ, and Christ came to do what He did for you, you need not fear being cast out. We all fear. Even the strongest believer at times fears thinking, I may not be a child of God. Don't we? And we all know why we think that. How can I be a child of God and think the thoughts that I do? And say the things that I do. And do the things that I do. Well, Paul, God had Paul write a whole chapter, chapter 7, saying those very things. That's what Paul said in all of Romans 7. And before that, he had David write it long before that. In Psalm 38. I was going to have you turn there. I still might. Where David said, my loins are filled with a loathsome disease. Who's going to help me? And Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? And God says, write this down, Paul. Yeah, there is no condemnation then in Christ. He that believeth on the Son hath life. Now I gave them to my Son. And those that believe on the Son, He will raise them up at the last day. And He sent the Holy Spirit. And this whole chapter 8 is about the Spirit of God sent to those chosen by God, those loved by God, and the Spirit of God. What does He do? He takes the things of Christ and shows them unto Him. What does He do? He convinces of sin. That's the first thing. And He doesn't quit doing that. He does it all the days of our life. Convinces us of sin, sin, sin. If you're not a sinner, you don't need a Savior. If you're not a sinner, you don't need His righteousness. If you're not a sinner, you don't need... If you're not sick, you don't need a physician. Christ said, I didn't come to call the righteous. I didn't come to call those that are whole. I came to call sinners. To who? To Himself. The Father sent Him. And the Spirit of God. That's what the Spirit of God did. Turn with me. Let's hope in God from God's Word. Let's see what God says. Psalm 31. Turn over to Psalm 31. And one of the sisters, back when we were taking requests, requested this Psalm 31. And I'm so glad she did. It's just wonderful. But Psalm 31. Let's look at a few psalms. Hope in God. Hope in His love. Hope in His mercy. We hope in God's mercy. We need mercy. Well, look at Psalm 31, verse 1. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. Thou art my rock, my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net they've laid for me. Look at verse 14. Say, I trusted in thee, O Lord. Oh, verse 9, I have mercy on me. I'm in trouble. Verse 14, I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. Verse 15, my times are in thine hand. Verse 22, I said in my haste, I'm cut off. Oh, no, wait. Hold on now. Verse 23. Love the Lord, all ye his saints. The Lord preserveth the faithful, plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. What are you hoping in? Hoping in his sovereign covenant and purpose, and hoping in his sovereign love, and hoping in his mercy that's in Christ, and his grace. Look at Psalm 33. Turn over a page. Psalm 33. Look at this. Verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. He spake, it was done. He commanded, it stood fast. Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to nothing. He makes the devices of the people of no effect. The counsel, the word of God, standeth forever. His thoughts, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Oh, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. See, the Lord looks from heaven. He beholds all the sons of men. Down in verse 16, there's no king saved by a multitude of hosts. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength, or an army of a United States of America. Same thing. Vain thing to trust in. Behold, verse 18. Oh, look at it. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. He's going to deliver their soul. Keep reading. It's better. He's going to deliver their soul in death. He's going to keep them alive in famine. Oh, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. Our heart rejoices in him because we've trusted his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Hope in thee. You want more? There's more. Psalm 38, told you. Psalm 38, look at this. David's roaring, he's moaning, he's groaning over his own sinfulness, and like there's no hope in himself. There isn't. In you, none, zero. But where does David hope? In the Lord. He says in verse 3, there's no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, no rest in my bone because of my sin, my iniquities are over my head, a heavy burden I can't bear it. I stink, I'm corrupt, I'm troubled, I bow down, I mourn. Verse 7, I have a loathsome disease. Verse 9, I'm groaning. All I can do is groan. Isn't that what Romans 8 said? You read it with me. Those who have the Spirit of God groan within themselves. What are they groaning about? Oh, what's wrong with me? That's the first thing they groan over more than anything else. Oh, why am I thus? That's what Rebecca said. Why am I thus? Why is this war raging within me? Why do I think what I think? Why do I do what I do? Why do I say what I say? Why don't I do what I ought to do? Huh? Oh, wretched man that I am. Help up. If you groan, that's the Spirit of God in you. That's two men in you. It's two manner of people in you. An old man, a new man. That old man is going to serve the younger. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Scripture said, you're not under the law, you're under grace. Who? The God of all grace. Who gave you to Christ, who is the grace of God, the gift of God. No condemnation in Christ. Gave you to Christ to keep you. You want more? Yeah, let me give you another. Okay, Psalm 39. Psalm 39, verse 4. Lord, make me to know mine end. The measure of my days, what it is, how frail I am. My days are a handbreadth. My age is nothing. Every man his best state's vanity. Think about it. Stop and think about that. Verse 7. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope's in thee. Job said this after all the trouble he went through. And Romans 8 talks about it. You're going to suffer. You're going to go through. Our Lord said it. In the world you shall have tribulation. didn't it? In this world you shall have tribulation.
And then he smiled. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. I sent thee trouble for your good. I'm Lord over it all. That's what he said. I'm the one who sends all these things, all according to my purpose for your good, to the praise of the glory of my grace. You're going to end up praising me for everything that I sent. That's what he's saying. Now, Lord, what am I waiting for? My hope is in thee. And we go through these trials, and David in Psalm 42 said, I'm so cast down. Oh, my soul, I'm cast down. I'm disquieted in me. And then the Spirit of God said to him, hope in God, David. You'll praise him. You ever been so down, so dejected, so distressed that you thought you'd never get up again? So sorrowful, you thought you'd never laugh again? Huh? Have you watered your couch with your bed? Didn't David say that? Huh? Have your tears been your meat day and night? You say, where is God when I need him? Did you smile again? Did you laugh again? Did you? Some of you are smiling right now. You're thinking about the troubles you had. You're smiling right now. Why? You hope in God. You hope in his mercy. You hope in his goodness. You hope in his wisdom. You hope in his purpose that God did that. And when it's all over, you're going to say, why did I doubt him? How could I ever doubt him? Our Lord, as a man, lived by faith. And he was never downcast in that sense. Never. And he had trouble upon trouble upon trouble from his birth till on the cross. And the only time he said, now is my soul troubled. The only time he said that was when he was in the garden. That's when it started. When God was about to forsake him. When God was about to put all the sins of all of God's people on him. And God was about to cast him out of his presence for the people of God's sake. He said, I'm troubled. But what should I say? Father, deliver me from them? No. For this cause I keep him. Troubled himself. Hope in God. Hope in Christ. Hope the same thing in Christ. But he is God. Hope in his power. All power is given unto Christ in heaven and earth. All power. Hope in his love. Greater love hath no man than this. He laid down his life. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to pitch us with his own blood. Like that ark. Hope in love, hope in Christ's love, hope in his word. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And he that cometh to me, he said, I will in no wise, for no reason, ever, for any reason whatsoever. That's what no wise means. For any reason whatsoever will I cast that person out. Ever. He said, all the Father giveth me shall, and I'll never cast them out. Now I'm hoping his word, hoping his promises, sure promise. God who promised eternal life, God who cannot lie, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the need for the Son. He that hath faith in the Son. He that hath the love for the Son. I'm telling you everything I know right now in this one message. This might be it. You know all I know is Christ is all. Do you believe? Do you trust Christ is all? Do you? Huh? Hope up. Hope up. His righteousness. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Psalm 71, David said, I'll make mention of thy righteousness and thine only. He said, save me in thy righteousness. What's that? It's a who, not a what. It's Jehovah Sidkina. It's Jesus Christ, our righteousness. Now here's one that says that. Anymore? In the Lord have I righteousness. And in the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified in glory. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. Whom he did predestinate, he called. Whom he called, he justified. Nothing you did. Everything Christ did justifies you. and glorified. You're going to be with him in glory, beholding his glory. His blood. As I said, that hope, our hope's within the veil. That our high priest, am I ringing the bell here? His fruit, his work, the high priest, he went within the veil, within the Holy of Holies, with his own precious blood, offering it up on the mercy seat. And God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Who? Whoever you are that need blood, that need a sin offering, that need a burnt offering, do you? That need a high priest, an intercessor. I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And the plague will not destroy you. It's a plague of sin. Or any plague of sin, it won't destroy you. In fact, death, you cannot die now. Why? Well, so Romans 8 says, Christ died. Right? The law satisfied, John. The law killed Christ. It can't kill us. Kill Christ. You believe that? Man, that's a good hope. Hope in the Spirit of God. And I close with this. Where was I going to have you turn? Romans. Turn to Romans 15. Romans 15. That's hope in the Spirit of God. Because all who God foreknew, He predestinated, He called by the gospel. He said, Christ said, all my sheep hear my voice. That's the gospel call. And 2 Thessalonians 2 says, oh, thank God He chose us from the beginning through sanctification of spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel. For whom God did foreknow, He called by the gospel. In Ephesians 1, listen, I know I'm saying a lot, but everything's coming to my mind. And Ephesians 1 says, I want you to know the hope of His calling. Remember that? Ephesians 1:19, that the exceeding greatness of His power toward to usward. His power? What? Power to save you. Power to keep you. You have no power to keep yourself. You have no power to do anything. He has all power. And you've been given to Him. He said, I want you to know the hope of His calling. Ephesians 1. The hope of His calling. That if He called you by this gospel, He loved you. He gave you the Christ. He gave the Spirit to you who called you. This is how you know you belong to Him. He calls you. And He keeps calling you. He never quits calling you. How? By the gospel. Those He doesn't love, He leaves them alone. But those He loves, He keeps calling. Sister Sarah, all of you have dogs that are pretty disobedient. Sarah, you don't mind me saying this. Thing. Sarah has a dog she's trying to train. You know what? It's a dog. It's a dog. There's no worth and value in it in and of itself. There's millions just like it. But you chose that dog, didn't you? You love that dog? It's obvious. How do you know she loves it? She called him. He doesn't always come, does he? Sometimes he does. You going to keep calling? Are you going? Don't mess up my illustration, sir. Find somebody else. Karen. Caleb. You going to keep calling Caleb? Is he an old perfectly obedient dog? You're messing up my illustration, too. Who's got a real dog around here? Yes, okay. Kelly, Robin, Jake. Does he call you every time? Mm-mm. Do you come every time? Do you keep calling him? Are you ever going to cast him out? Here, I got $1 million for Jake. He ain't worth a dime. Here's $1 million for that dog. Will you take it? Come on now. Why? He's your dog. How do you know? They called him. And they keep calling him. And they keep calling him. And they'll never quit calling him. To do what? Come to me. What's he good for? Just to look to you. Yeah. What do? You touch him. And you say, good dog. Good for what? You just take pleasure in it. You take pleasure. Brothers and sisters, we try and we fail. We come, we leave, prone to wander. We have all these inward struggles, all these outward struggles. Struggle with sin. The world pulls at us, and sometimes it pulls us away. But then God, in great mercy, the gospel comes and calls us back. And we come crawling back, guilty sinners. And we call on him again for the same thing again. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your loving kindness, wash me through you from my iniquity. And what does God do? He speaks peace to your heart. He says, thou art mine. He never quits calling. Let me just close with this. Romans 15. It says, now, verse 4, whatever things were written aforetime are written for our learning. All the faults, all the failures, all the sins, all the troubles, all the trials, all the tribulations of all of God's people from time that began, from Adam and Eve to the last saint, that you through patience, you're going to wait now, wait on the Lord. You're going to have comfort of the Scriptures and hope. And look at verse 13. Now, and this is tomorrow's verse, okay? Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Believing what? Believing Him. Hoping in Him. Hoping in His mercy. That He may abound in hope. There's no hope in this world. You look around, it just seems hopeless, doesn't it? Do you hope in God? Do you hope in Christ? Do you hope in the Spirit of God? Is your hope in Him? Huh? You've got a good hope. Look up. Things are looking up. They really are. Your redemption draweth nigh. Hope. Okay. Brother John, you come lead us in closing hymn.